producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I hope you guys had a great last few days, all right? You know, it's Monday, back to work. Never fun going back to work on Monday, especially when the weekend was exhausting. Absolutely exhausting. Look, I don't mind. This is the best time of year. I love this time of year, getting ready for Halloween, getting ready for the holidays. Problem is I had to do something which is really, really the worst things in the world. I like to do it. I can't stand doing this. I had to go dress shopping. Oh, hate it. I felt good walking into the dress shop. And after I left, I was so, I don't even want to use the word insulted, but I just felt so bad about myself, okay? And it's not just the size. Okay, a lot of people are like, all right, fine. Dahlia tried to grab a size 4, and lo and behold, she couldn't fit. No duh. It's not that. You guys don't understand all the little bitty bit psychological stabs you get when you do go dress shopping. So, like, for example, there's a dress, and I actually bought it. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to make it work. But I bought a dress, and in the bust area, there's a line. And the line is supposed to go under the breast to separate where the breasts end and the rest of the body starts. And I know I make jokes about the breasts all the time, but it was very frustrating because a lot of dresses have this line. A lot of you guys don't notice it. You just notice, okay, there's the breast, and then it goes into the waist. Apparently, there's a line on the fabric where it's taken in. And with all these dresses, the boobs were not above the line, even if I lifted them up. The dress just didn't seem to fit. So the tushy area was fine, the waist area is fine, the length was fine, but these stupid dresses have a line that goes across the breast area. So that's absolutely ridiculous. That's a hell no, okay? Another thing that was very, very embarrassing is, okay, there was a guy who was sitting there on a bench waiting for his woman to get done. Okay, you know, because, you know, she's probably dress shopping, and you know what the guys do? They just kind of get to sit on the bench and wait. All right. Well, I didn't realize he was sitting there waiting and listening. I didn't think there was anyone around. And we women are loud when we dress shop, okay? And we're very vocal. So I'm sitting there going, no, I can't do a 12. No 7. Size, no, definitely not a 7. Can't do a 9. Where's the, do they have a 12 plus? No, definitely not petite. Okay, and I had no idea that he was listening to all that. Okay? Then I'm walking around, and then there's another area, and I'm like, oh, no, this will not fit the boobs. Oh, no. Oh, I'm going to look like I'm going to, oh, no, there's no way the butt, oh, I can't do this one. No, what the hell is this? Again, I had no idea. So as I come around a corner, all right, I realize he stares at me like he was listening the whole time. So that's pretty embarrassing, okay? Then you make it into the dressing room. Okay, so the lady who was working there was kind of understaffed. She was really nice, but she was pretty, pretty overwhelmed as it was. Well, me, I did not want to get all the way undressed just to try on 2 or 3 dresses for it not to work. Then I got to get dressed. Then I got to go all the way back out there to find new dresses. So I took about 30 dresses in there with me. But she was like complaining. She's like, but you already have enough dresses. I go, you don't understand. Okay, for every 100 dresses, I find one. And I need to actually shop for 2. So I have 30-some dresses. They're falling off the hanger. You could see my feet. And I didn't shave my legs, you know, because now it's starting to get cold. The weather dropped to 85 degrees, so I don't have to shave my legs anymore. So the guy sitting there on the bench could totally see my... I went to Dillard's. Was it Dillard's? Yeah, there's a Dillard's nearby. All right, so finally, I find a couple dresses that work. They actually work. Now, I've already worked up a sweat. I am exhausted. The answering service called me 5 times in the process, and I didn't call them back because I was too busy trying to get a dress off my shoulders. And now what do you do when you find the dresses at work? Now you look at the price tag. And I was like, no. So I run out, and I'm like, where is the clearance section? Okay, and the woman who works in the dress area just looked exhausted. And I go, okay, you want to know what? This is what I'm going to do. I'm in a hurry. Let me just buy. I mean, obviously, the only dresses that fit were the ones that were full price. Okay, and so that's horrible, all right? So anyway, I just buy the dresses, and now I'm going to, you know, figure out what to do if I'm going to take a bag. Not after I wear it. Don't worry. No, you can't. Never take back a dress after you wear it because they know. They could see the deodorant stains. They could smell the Jack and Coke that got spilled all over it. There's no need. No. So I basically bought 2 very expensive dresses that I still don't think fit beautifully, that I still think I look fat in. One has the line across the boobs. I'm just not a very, very happy person. But that was my weekend. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. We got a lot of medical news, but really quickly, another thing that happened this weekend, which I talked about on the show the other day, was I was in Walmart Friday night getting contact lens solution for my son, and somebody ends up going into a full-blown seizure, grand mal seizure, in the aisle next to me. And customers were screaming. Things were flying off the shelf because he was flailing. Other people were running thinking it was a blue light special. And I just had to kind of calm everybody down. And there was a respiratory therapist that came over that helped as well. Really good. But I noticed there were a lot of people that wanted to do the wrong thing with this patient. So I reviewed on Saturday what to do and what not to do with the seizure. And I highly urge you guys to go to the GCN website and pull up the archives and listen to the October... Gosh, I don't even know what Saturday date was, the 17th show, because we went through a lot of first aid. Many of you guys, you're out there at a restaurant or on a plane and a medical emergency happens, and some of you guys want to dethrone the doctor there because you have your CPR card. Look, get your CPR training, get your first aid training, but there's a choreography that has to happen. And if you aren't trained, at least start getting trained now. And we'll revisit the subject. And any questions, call in 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I thought this was interesting. Here's a survey, all right, saying Americans are more afraid of technology than running out of money. They say Americans are more afraid of many elements of technology than a deadly nuclear attack or even running out of money in the future. And more Americans are also more afraid of corporations tracking them than the day of their last breath, i.e. dying. A new research survey reveals that though many Americans feel the corruption of government officials, most are afraid of technology-linked stuff. like cyber terrorism, corporate tracking of personal information, and government tracking of people on the internet. This was a study done out of Chapman University. Three out of the top five most feared are categorized as technology. More Americans are also more afraid of technology than any man-made disasters. Okay, like terrorist attack, biowarfare, because biowarfare, terrorist attack that is related to technology seems to be at the top things they fear. 58% of surveyed Americans have confirmed that they are afraid and very afraid of politicians and other members of the government who steal money. The second placed answer was based on percentage of fear of cyber terrorism with 44.8%, corporations tracking people in third place 44.6%. So the Chapman University survey divided fears into 10 parts: crime, personal anxieties, judgment of others, environment, daily life, technology, natural disasters, personal future, man-made disasters, and the government. Out of the 10 so-called domains of fears, man-made disasters got the highest average fear score, followed by technology, then government, etc. Interestingly, they said the survey also found that Americans now fear robots replacing the workforce than many other scarier stuff. In fact, more Americans fear robots than dying. You know, it was interesting when I was talking to my son about some of the stories I was talking about on the show, how robots are becoming floor supervisors and a lot of companies are going to be using robots. He was scared by that. And I was like, why is that scary? And then, I mean, I remember Terminator 2. That scared me a little bit. But I guess even college students are scared. I mean, my boy, he's a little baby boy. My little boy's only 12 years old, but I guess college people are scared too. 28.9% of surveyed people said they feared the robots being hired as workers. 23.9% said in general they fear robots, compared to just 16.8% said they're afraid of death. That is fascinating to me. They say the survey underlines the problems of the fast-developed technology, with many people admitting that they fear the technology that they don't understand. It's true. When you don't understand something, you fear it. Just like language. You know, you could be, I used to use the term, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, even though Arnold Schwarzenegger is not at his physical peak anymore, but you could be Arnold Schwarzenegger, walk into a foreign country, and feel very vulnerable. Why? Because you don't understand the language. You don't understand what's going on. Hence, knowledge is power. All right. You know, my kids took that driver's edge course. We talk about driver's edge. It's a great course that's offered throughout the country for people to, you know, learn how to drive in skids, learn how to drive in, street conditions. All right. You know, they teach how to operate a car. And, you know, they talked about how a lot of kids get scared. They know how to hop into a car. They know how to step on the gas. They may even know how to put on the brakes, but they don't understand how their car operates. So then all of a sudden you go into a skid and you think you're going to do something logical and it doesn't seem to work. You need to understand the mechanics of a car. Just like when I was taking flying lessons, you really had to learn the plane. You had to understand the plane. And all the intricacies of the plane, why it works, what's going on, what's happening, because you can't just robotically do something. Knowledge is power. If you understand why a plane is doing what it's doing, then you could think sometimes some of these things through. Just like Captain Scully, who was able to land a plane in the middle of, was it the East River or the Hudson? Did he land it on the Hudson? Yeah. You just landed on the water. All right. I mean, this is, you need to understand. I'm not saying you're going to live every single calamity that happens, but you need to understand. Big problem people have is they panic. All right. What about this government corruption? Christopher Bader, a professor of sociology at Chapman University, said in an interview that fears may tend to partially reflect what people often see in news, like government corruption. The United States is currently in the election season, and more people see election-related news items and news about nuclear scare in the Middle East. Why would the average college student be afraid of government corruption? Is it because it's something everybody's talking about? So they're like, yeah, I'm scared of it. Does government corruption really, really affect them to that level? Are they watching too many movies? Okay, what I fear, okay, if somebody asked me if I was afraid of government corruption, like, for example, am I afraid of Hillary and her getting money for her foundation from foreign countries? Yes, that does make me nervous, okay, because then, you know, is she going to change policy? So it does. Do I fear that more than dying? No, but it does make me nervous. Does it make me nervous that hackers that seem to hack, you know, things all the time, could have gotten into her private email and looked at, private, government documents. Yeah. Yeah, that does. But again, I wouldn't rate it as high as dying. All right. So, you know, what are people scared of? You know, do they really think we're going to have a zombie apocalypse they're talking about? Now, another thing I kind of am worried about with when it comes to government corruption is, like I said, I still don't understand what the hell happened with the Ebola treatment. All right. We ran out of Ebola treatment before our very first American that, you know, came down with it on our soil was infected. How the hell did we run out of something before we even administered it? You know, so, you know, is there hoarding? Would the government not tell us if something was going wrong because they're all going to be kept safe? You know, those kinds of things I think do fear us. Do scare us. I think there are a lot of things happening that we are told about. So, again, being left in the dark, I think I would probably rate high on that. But I'm still surprised that people would fear everything else besides dying. Now, maybe it's because we're approaching dying differently. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, maybe what we've done is we have turned dying into not being a scary thing, which kind of concerns me for, you know, kids who are suicidal. I think we need to be very, very honest about death, but nobody really knows what happens in the afterlife. Okay? You know, is there really a heaven? And what does that heaven look like? Okay, you know, are you on your way up to the pearly gates? God says no, or St. Peter, or whoever says no, you can't come in, and then you have to go down to hell, and what's hell like? Nobody knows. Nobody's been there and back. Some people have said that they've seen the light. Some people say they've seen Jesus, or they've seen their other family members, but we don't have anything scientific to tell people what it's like. So a lot of us have come up with our own image of life after death. Okay, me, I picture it as a lot of good-looking guys, you know, running around the place, right? Open bar, and it's kind of like a train station where we're like, all right, guys, you still got work to do, okay? You got to go now in this dimension and help do this and help do this. You see that woman? She's looking for that last sock, and she doesn't know where the sock is. Move it really quickly. Just move it to a place she doesn't find, but make sure she finds it in a week from now. You know, so I think we have jobs to do in the afterlife. So I'm very calm when it comes to that. You know, I mean, of course, if I'm in the middle of a plane crash, I don't think I'd be so calm. But I don't live my life fearing it. You know, I have good faith. You know, I feel, you know, the Lord's going to protect me and protect my family and protect my friends and protect you all. So I kind of, you know, am in that sort of a frame of mind. So I don't, you know, fear it as much. But, you know, maybe this is a sign that, you know, we all kind of have already, you know, created what others used to not. I mean, people would be scared to death of dying. You know, they would, you know, now we're like, you know what, it's okay. It's going to be okay. We can move on. Maybe that's how we compensated for that. Yet now we have people very, very afraid of computers. We have people very, very afraid of robots. And on one end, I don't think we need to go crazy with it. I don't think we need to, you know, panic. I don't think it's going to be like Terminator 2, that movie, or the whole Terminator series. But then on the other end, I also don't think we should underestimate what we're doing with these robots. Okay? Your job is going to be replaced by a machine. That is going to happen. It's a hell of a lot cheaper than you are. So those types of things I think we do need to be prepared for. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, well, remember about a year or two ago, they came up with some studies saying, all right, it's okay to drink when you're pregnant. And everybody's like, oh, yay, I knew we could drink when we were pregnant. Absolutely. And some of us are like, wait a second, okay? You know, how do we know how much alcohol is safe for the baby? I know, you know, everybody kind of holds your horses. Well, now we have doctors saying for pregnant women, absolutely no alcohol, because prenatal exposure to alcohol is the leading preventable cause of birth defects. In Huffington Post here, they say there is absolutely no amount of alcohol that is safe to drink during any trimester of pregnancy. And this is from a new report from the American Academy of Pediatrics. They said all forms of alcohol, including beer, wine, and liquor, pose a similar risk to the developing fetus, according to the report from the American Academy of Pediatrics, which is the largest group of pediatricians. They say studies suggest that most women cut out alcohol completely when they are expecting, but a small percentage of mothers-to-be admit that they continue to consume alcohol, or even a smaller amount say they even binge drink. Women who binge drink when they are not pregnant may be more likely to consume alcohol during pregnancy. So if you have a girlfriend or a wife who really likes to, you know, get wasted, and all of a sudden you get her pregnant, okay, watch her, because she may be more inclined to overdo it when she's pregnant. Okay, now, fetal alcohol spectrum disorders has been getting some more research. And they have been studying, and they found, well, to have a child with fetal alcohol syndrome, usually it's in moms that really, really, really have overdrank. Okay? And so they noticed that some kids do not get fetal alcohol syndrome if the moms are only drinking maybe one glass, you know, a week, or a couple glasses a week, etc. Yet the pediatric group is like, don't be, you know, interpreting research that way. There's more evidence pointing to that there's danger of alcohol in pregnancy. They say there's 30 years of research that clearly connects alcohol use during pregnancy with birth defects. And as detection methods are becoming increasingly more sensitive, recent studies have revealed the subtle effects of prenatal alcohol exposure. So, these fetal alcohol spectrum disorders doesn't necessarily have to be fetal alcohol syndrome with facial changes and cognitive thinking. There could be a variety of issues, physical changes, behavioral changes, learning problems, etc. And so sometimes you'll see with fetal alcohol syndrome, there'll be a thinner upper lip, a smooth philtrum, which is, you know, the groove between the nose and the upper lip, a reduced distance between the eye's inner and outer corner. And so, you know, some of these babies with severe fetal alcohol syndrome, there's a look to them. But now we're looking at, well, wait a second, what about memory? What about judgment? What about language skills? What about attention, etc.? And so, guys, gals, no alcohol. All right, now some of you say, but wait a second, I didn't know I was pregnant. I was drinking, I had a party, I didn't know I was pregnant, and then all of a sudden the test turned out to be positive. Oh my gosh, well, just don't do any more, okay? You can't change the past. Just, you know, the second anybody finds out they're pregnant, we usually say no more alcohol. Now, I know there's many older doctors out there, you know, just cringing when they hear news like this. I told you what happened to me. I was pregnant, and one of my the nurses at a party were trying to get me to drink, and I didn't want to drink. Now, come on, Dahlia. You know, I don't know what they were trying to do. I don't know, try to goad me on or, you know, see if they could tempt me. And, you know, Dr. Wicker, who was Donald Wicker, one of the doctors I trained under, may he rest in peace, one of my favorite doctors, starts yelling, going, he actually cursed, and said, I am sick and tired of you telling patients to not drink. What do you think we used to use for preterm labor? We used to give women alcohol, it would stop the preterm labor. Okay? Alcohol is fine during pregnancy. You guys are making all these pregnant women, not obsessed, paranoid. And I remember he yelled. And, you know, I really kind of, you know, I was shocked because I thought you could have alcohol. I thought you couldn't have alcohol. Now, of course, I didn't drink and I was so afraid to because I figured, look, my kid's going to look like me. Okay. Already my kid, especially with my genes, okay, you know, already had, I don't know how much working against him. So, I was like, there is no way I was gonna, you know, add to that. But, you know, I told you guys, when I first, you know, realized I was pregnant, my pregnancy test was negative. And it was my birthday, it was June 18th was a birthday party for me. And one of my friends who was, serving overseas in Germany comes, you know, comes in town, comes to my birthday party and brings me this lager from Germany. And I taste it. Yeah, I didn't know I was pregnant. My pregnancy test was negative. So I'm like, all right, well, I guess I'm not pregnant. So I taste some of the lager, and I just didn't like it. I just didn't like it. Didn't want to taste it. And it's like, what's wrong? I go, I don't know. I guess I don't like German lager. And he's like, how could you not? I go, I don't know. Come to think of it, I don't know. I just don't really feel like drinking or eating anything. I wasn't nauseous or whatever. I just really did it. I didn't want to. And it's amazing because, you know, me, I can't diet worth a damn. If there's chocolate cake, that chocolate finds its way to my mouth. But for some reason, I was just really turned off with alcohol. Well, a week later, I reran my pregnancy test, and lo and behold, it was positive. So I guess I was pregnant at the time, and my body just didn't like the alcohol. So, of course, you know, I've been freaking out the whole time that I had a sip of lager. And, you know, no, it was fine. The kid's okay. I mean, he has a smart mouth to me a lot. But overall, thank God, you know, he was okay. But then I go into preterm labor. And I start to have some contractions. And I call up Dr. Wicker going, man, I really don't want to go to the hospital. He's like, you don't have to go to the hospital. You're having some preterm contractions. Go ahead and try some alcohol. I'm like, I don't have alcohol in the house. I'm pregnant. He's like, there's got to be something. Well, hubby had a wine cooler. So I opened it up. I took a couple sips. Preterm contractions stopped. Now, you can't, as a doctor nowadays, in this day and age, okay? You cannot tell a person to go and whip out a wine cooler and drink that when they're pregnant. Okay? You have no idea what that'll do with the baby. You'll have no idea what that will do to your medical license, okay, and your malpractice, and you'll probably lose your home and your kid's college education all with it. But it's the patients out there are very, very frustrated because they want us to make up their mind. Is alcohol okay? Is it not? And what we have found out that if we make any recommendations, you are going to have people misconstrue it. And when people misconstrue it, all right, and a lawyer is fighting that in the middle of court, he is going to say, this says alcohol is safe. How do you expect the jury and the defendant and the plaintiff to read that any other way? So because of all the liability and because we don't know if you're going to overdrink and we have no idea what one drop does to the child, we just hands down say no. And that's what's happening here. So the American Academy of Pediatrics is saying don't even go there. We're not even going to budge on this. Don't even go there. And I have to back them up on this because, again, I don't know what to tell you guys, and I don't know who's going to misinterpret it. Now, some of you will say, all right, I could read between the lines. That means we could have some alcohol. No, you don't know. I mean, look at what you guys are doing. You got a baby. You got a fetus in there, okay? All right? You got a live, heart-beating, growing organism in you. What does that organism need? It needs oxygen. It needs water. It needs fluid. It needs nutrients. What doesn't it need? Well, it doesn't need Xanax, so don't be taking any of that. It doesn't need nicotine. It doesn't need tobacco, and it doesn't need alcohol. Okay, it really doesn't. Well, you know, maternal health is important. Maternal health is important when we're talking about infection, when we're talking about asthma, when we're talking about heart disease. But honestly, a pregnant mom could get by without drinking alcohol. Okay? You guys could do it. Okay? By the way, for any of you guys that have never had a baby, when you're a mom, you are the most unselfish person in the family from here on out. Nothing is yours. Okay? You give up everything. So you might as well get used to that. All right? You might as well start being unselfish while you're carrying the baby. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hey, Berkey guy here. year. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DACADALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Over the break, somebody wanted to ask about sex and pregnancy, what's allowed, what's not allowed. Really quickly, let's review that. I've talked about that already on the show. Obviously more people are interested in sex during pregnancy than alcohol during pregnancy. You can have sex during pregnancy. You can have a lot of it. But yeah, there are some things you need to be careful of, especially with oral sex. So let's just, quickly review. Mayo Clinic has a nice review on, sex and pregnancy. Okay. So first and foremost, it's okay. However, if you're the guy, okay, just stop and listen for a second. Do not overly push or make your female feel guilty about not being as sexually promiscuous as prior to getting pregnant, okay? Because a lot of women, sex drive goes down when they're pregnant. Now, why? Why would sex drive go down? It's not because there's a baby in there kicking, etc., all right? There's a couple evolutionary reasons for this, okay? You have a baby, a fetus there that's growing, okay? Sex introduces sperm. Well, we don't really need any more sperm. The baby's already born. So there's really, or the baby's already developing. There's already a zygote. There's already a fertilized egg. So a lot of women, you know, very maybe instinctively or from, I don't know, an instinctive evolutionary standpoint, really don't need any more sperm. Okay? Because, you know, the reason why women desire sex in the animal kingdom is to get pregnant. It's not for fun. Okay? Animals desire sex to impregnate. Otherwise, their population wouldn't continue. I mean, think about it. I look at my cats. Okay? I look at the male cat, and I look at the female cat. Neither one of them could live with each other. I can't live with either cats. All right? But if they were out there in the wild, their species would die out after just one generation because they can't stand the look of each other. Now, the only thing that drives them to copulate or to decide to fertilize is them having this innate need to have sex. All of a sudden, Zazi is now this beautiful diva and is not annoying and is not grossly obese to Shake, who really doesn't have, I mean, I don't understand where he's so cocky. He thinks he's all handsome and burly, but I gotta be honest, okay? There's, you know, better looking cats out there than he. Alright, so anyway, those two then get attracted to each other and then they decide to have sex, which, by the way, I'm really, really confused at why. I'm just trying to, you know, watch a movie yesterday. And all of a sudden you hear the girl cat scream. And I think Shake likes to rape the girl cats. So I yell at Shake, no sex. And he knows what that means. So I yell at Shake, no sex. And he walks and he leaves the area. Well, my son goes, what if Sashi actually wanted the sex? And I'm like, I doubt it because, you know, she was screaming like it hurt. You got to separate the cats. Well, here comes Sashi starting to go right up to him, smacking his face with the tail, starts flirting, and then they both trot off to a corner of the room. I'm like, this is ridiculous. I left because I just could not. I mean, they're my babies. I can't watch this stuff. This is ridiculous. But apparently, there's some sort of a drive that these animals have. So now back to humans. Okay, so you're already pregnant as a human. Then why there's, you know, your sex drive starts to go down because you already did what the animal kingdom intended for you to do. But then there's another thing, okay? You, what sex will introduce not only sperm, but it can introduce bacteria. Okay, there's not a lot of, from the animal kingdom perspective, benefits to having sex once you're pregnant. There's more risks, okay? Even though for us humans, we're like, I can think of tons of benefits, and I agree. Okay, there's lots of benefits to sex. But in the animal kingdom, if we're looking very primitively, no. So once a woman's pregnant, you know, somebody not, you know, clean and sterile, and you're never sterile, could just introduce bacteria to the situation. And so from an animal kingdom perspective, it's a no-no. For us humans, no, it's fine. Okay, you know? It's important for women to still feel desired because a lot of women feel ugly and fat when they're pregnant. I did, you know, so it's nice to have my husband want to chase me, all right, or any other man out there want to chase me, even though I didn't let them chase me because, you know, I'm married. But it does feel good when people flirt with you. It really does. All right? It's not going to cause a miscarriage. Okay? I mean, if you have a healthy, normal pregnancy, you can have sex. Remember, you got a lot of amniotic fluid, and that baby is floating around amniotic fluid. Okay? So overall, as long as you guys aren't, you know, on a roller coaster ride while you're doing it, baby should be fine. However, if you have what we call a threatened abortion, which is a miscarriage about to happen and you've started bleeding, we will say no sex. It just is something we're going to have you hold off doing. You're shedding blood. There could be an open port for bacteria to come in. We're not sure what's going on, and we will say bed rest. Take it easy. Don't do anything down there. Okay? Best sexual positions. A lot of people are kind of confused, okay, because lying on the back doesn't work. So usually when it comes to pregnancy, the bigger you are, we find that some of the best positions is being on your side, okay? And that seems to help, okay? I mean, not as exciting as other positions, but all right. Now, oral sex. A lot of people go, well, look, okay, what we'll do is we'll do oral sex instead. But you have to be careful. This is very interesting. A lot of people don't talk about this, probably because this really isn't rated G. All right? So this is cover your kids' ears. When you're having oral sex in pregnancy, if the partner blows air into the vagina, the air could cause an air embolism. It could block, the air could get in there, block a blood vessel. And it could be very, very dangerous. So we recommend no, I guess, air back and forth, no vacuums, that kind of thing. Okay. All right. So no air in there. Okay. I'm not sure what you guys are doing and how that happens, but I guess it happens. Anal sex. A lot of people go, well, then this is what we'll do. What we'll do is we will avoid where the baby is, and we'll just use other orifices. The problem is if you accidentally forget your rule in the middle of all this, you are now going to be introducing fecal matter into the vagina, so you need to be very careful. Plus, a lot of pregnant women have hemorrhoids. A lot of them have rectal pain. A lot of them have constipation, so that may not be comfortable. All right, now, and then, you know, another big thing that we worry about with sex is STDs, okay? If you are in a monogamous relationship, most of the time you're obviously not using condoms. But if there's any chance you cheated, please use a condom. Because the last thing you want to do is introduce chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, hepatitis, HIV, HPV to a pregnant woman. Now, many people are concerned that if the pregnant woman goes through a climax, she's going to then go into premature labor. Okay? Again, if you're having any issues with your pregnancy, we're not having you have sex, period, whether you climax or not. But if you have a healthy pregnancy that's sticking, okay, we have not seen any issues with that, okay? We do know that there's prostaglandins in semen, and that could also cause uterine contractions, which is why a lot of people have said, my doctor told me to have sex when I'm full term because it will help trigger labor. Sometimes it helps, sometimes it doesn't. But I would say if you think you're at risk for premature delivery, talk to your doctor first before you have sex. So when should you avoid sex completely when you're pregnant? Well, if you're bleeding, if your water broke, don't be having sex. If you're leaking amniotic fluid, if your cervix is already dilating, if you have something called placenta previa, where the placenta, which is kind of the filter for the baby, is kind of at the opening of your cervix, that's bad. If you have a history of preterm labor, if you have multiple pregnancies, multiple babies in there, you may want to be careful. And then usually 4 to 6 weeks after the baby's out, you can have sex again. Yeehaw! All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with 4 stents. I was taking Nitro 2 or 3 times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.